We're going to hear from the Chief Superintendent, Colm O'Sullivan, who's got responsibility, of course, of Regional Chief Superintendent for the Southern Garda region. David Nelligan spoke to him on a number of issues for An Garda Síochána in Kerry and beyond this year. And this message that you'll hear as part of this interview underlined again with the sad news that another person has lost their life in Limerick in a crash between a car and a lorry at 2 a.m. this morning. So David first asked him about accidents and fatalities on our roads.
Yes, David, unfortunately, look, this year there has been a significant increase in the number of people that have lost their lives across the roads across the country. In Kerry, there have been 8 fatal collisions and 8 people have lost their lives on the road this year, which is unfortunate because that means that there are 8 empty seats around the Christmas table this Christmas, and we're now in the Christmas period. And the unfortunate aspect of it is we now have families that are grieving across our communities. Christmas is a time of joy, Christmas is a time of happiness. And for some people, there's going to be a loved one not sitting around the table. And that is repeated across the country. And it's an unfortunate aspect of our roads that we have fatalities across them. And very often, you know, it's could be bad weather conditions, not driving in accordance with the conditions at the time. And the result is then that there is a fatality on the road. Yeah. You know, so I would appeal, if I could make an appeal to people, and this is no indication of what has happened previously, but if I could make an appeal to people on the roads this Christmas, first of all, never ever drink and drive, never take drugs and drive. When you're out and about in the evening time, you know, even if you're not driving and you have that drink, please be aware and be conscious of if you're walking a road at night time and it's dark, please be lit up, because there could be an unfortunate individual who's driving home, going about their business, and they come around the corner, and if I'm dressed on the road in dark clothing, that unfortunate individual in the car will not see me, and then there's an impact on the person that's knocked down, there's an impact on the driver of the car, and you know, it's a long lasting impact. I may not be killed, but I could be seriously injured, and then my life, I'm dependent on other people to look after me for a long, long time to come.
Yeah, that's a very important message, and especially in this festive period as well. And I suppose a large part for the Gardaí was the enforcement operation on the roads. That I presume that will be continuing throughout the Christmas period.
Yeah, look, we have enforcement operations throughout the year. We have National Days of Action on our roads. We have the Christmas campaign, which is on at the moment. And we are out there, and we are out there enforcing the legislation. And when I look at the figures for, we'll say, speed and detection, so what we call the life-saving detection, or life-saving offences, which is driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, mobile phones, seatbelts and speeding, you know, consistently the figures are disappointing. And all of these things statistically have been shown time and time again to lead to errors of judgment when you're driving. We all know that if I take a drink this evening, you know, my ability to comprehend stuff is diminished. That is an effect of alcohol. If I take drugs, it is the same. But if there's a combination of the two of them, the outcome is the same. My ability to comprehend what's going on around me is impacted. So how can I genuinely sit into a car and drive that car from A to B and believe that I can do it as if I'm quite sober, are not under the influence of drugs? It's the same with mobile phones. I take my eye off the road for 1 minute, or 1 second, it doesn't have to be a minute, 1 second, and if I'm travelling at 100 kilometres an hour, the distance that my car will have travelled in that second is significant, and I don't know who is going to walk out in front of me at that time. It could be a child on a bike, it could be a mother pushing a pram at a pedestrian crossing. We've had a number of accidents throughout the year where people have been knocked down on pedestrian crossings, and nobody would expect that to happen. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it does happen. You know, so I would appeal to people, when they're out there, please comply with the road traffic legislation. It's not there to, how would I put it, to punish people. It's there to protect people. That's what we are about. Our mission is keeping people safe. That's what we're striving to do on a daily basis, to look after you on our roads so that you can get home safely to your wife, your family, your husband, your mother, your father, your kids, right? Whoever it may be that you're going home to, that's what we're trying to do. And every person that uses the road has a role to play in that. We all have a responsibility to ensure that we drive within the conditions, the weather conditions. If you look at the weather conditions over the last couple of weeks and the volume of rain that has fallen, I was told recently that for some, statistically, they tell me that the rainfall in Kerry is 60% higher than it is in Dublin. Okay? And you can see it, like you can see the rivers, if you go out there around Glenflesk and you look at the water coming down off the mountains into the rivers. Mm-hmm. And we can see the flooding that happens in our communities and on our roads. If I don't drive according to the conditions, I'll come around the corner and I will hit that flood. Mm-hmm. And then I have no control over my car. And that is the same for everybody else. So we have to drive within our conditions, because if we don't, a collision will occur.
Of course, and it's a very important message. Like you said at the offset, those empty chairs are on the table, especially at this time of the year. It's a very important message. Now, I believe you've a number of figures and crime statistics for Kerry throughout the year. I know you touched upon some of them there in terms of driving, but drug offences in Kerry throughout the year, what's the picture like there?
Yeah, look, again, unfortunately, drug use has increased. And the unfortunate thing about it is drugs knows no bounds. Some people like to use the word recreational drug abuse. I'll only take it on the weekend, it'll be okay. But that does not exist. Recreational drug use does not exist. It's drug use and drug abuse. It's dangerous. It supports organised crime internationally, nationally and locally. And we must remember, each euro that's spent, those people that believe that it's okay to do this on a Saturday night or a Sunday night or whatever night they go out during the week, okay, each euro that is spent fuels violence and intimidation somewhere across our community. And it is an impact on families. It is a devastating impact on families. It leads to an increase in violence. It leads to an increase in assaults. When you look at it, people have choices to make. And I have a choice to make, the same as everybody else across our community has a choice to make. Do I want to be part of that society that feeds into organised criminality, that feeds into violence, that feeds into attacks on our communities, on people in their homes, and the devastation that is caused? We can see what's happening across the world at the moment in terms of the impact that drug use has on individuals. And it's worldwide. It's no different in Ireland than it is in any other country in the world. And it's in our communities as well. And when it's in our communities, it is there. It is impacting on parents seeing their kids coming home and how those children can change and the impact that it has on those children. We could have students that are fantastic in school and have a promising career, and next minute it's taken from under them because they got involved in drug use. And it's, I take one, it's okay. It's not okay, because that one tablet or that one item of drug that you will take could react with your body in such a way that you will be physically affected for life. Yeah. I know people really have to wake up and see that that is the impact that it has. And I'm sure there are many parents listening here today that can recognise that happening in their own homes. And they will tell you that the impact on them and what the worry and concern that they have for their children, for their families, for their partners, whoever that person is, maybe a neighbour, could be a vulnerable friend, right? The impact and the worry that it has on them is significant.
I suppose another big issue we've had, I'm sure we've all had the phone calls from British numbers in the last couple of weeks and different numbers from different parts of the world across the year, but it seems there's been a rise in scams and scam calls. Could you talk to me a bit about that?
Yeah, unfortunately, look, this is something that people can very, very easily avoid. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was on the paper recently, and when I say recently, and you mentioned the 044 numbers that are coming up. We all get them. Everybody gets them. All I can say to you is don't answer them. Okay, there was an article in one of the newspapers during the week where it said if you answer that call, your phone is exposed. They know that it's a live number and you will be inundated with calls. And unfortunately, it happens. As a matter of fact, there was a judge in Dublin I think in the first week of December, but Judge Martin Nolan in Dublin stated a case that he was fed up with the claim that people are young and stupid. And that's the way he put it. And that was in relation to an individual in Dublin who allowed his bank account to be used to hold €20,000 in
the
account. The money mule, yeah. And unfortunately, one of the victims in that particular case was from County Kerry.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are hundreds of people out there. And it's all different types. You can get the text message, you can get the phone call, you can get the email. There are so many ways of doing it. And time again, we're saying it, the financial institutions are saying it, the credit unions are saying it, but yet we have people that will answer that call, they'll click on the link, their phone is exposed, and look, to give an example, they'll send out somebody pretending to be your son or daughter, okay, my phone is broken, can you text me on this number? And bang, the one person that will reply, they'll engage in online communication or text messaging or WhatsApp, whatever way they do it, whatever medium they will use, they will engage with them and they will drag them out. And next minute, once that link is clicked upon, that's it,
yeah.
Right? Your phone is compromised, your bank account is compromised. And where do you go from there, right? At that stage, it's too late. Your money is probably gone, right? And, you know, we have a whole cohort of people. And I can see it every day, the number of people that are being utilised, the words you used a while ago, the money mules, those people that are allowing their accounts to be used. And again, they see nothing wrong with it. But unfortunately, the 50 or 100 euro that you're going to get to allow, just like the Father Ted thing long ago, the money was only resting in my account. You know, it's more than that. It's the impact that it has. It's the impact on the person that has lost the money. This could be their life savings, and it's gone. And you're facilitating that, okay? But more than that, you're facilitating organised crime. You're facilitating intimidation. You're facilitating violence against people all across our communities by whatever way you're recruited to do this. And as I said, that judge in Dublin, I'm not buying the young and stupid any longer.
Yeah.
It is well publicised out there for everybody, and we really have to grow up to it, that we have a responsibility here not to engage in it.
Very important message. Now, I know you're pushed for time. I'll ask you what one of the biggest cases in Kerry this year has been the Michael Gain case. And is there any renewed appeal from Gardaí on this case?
Well, look, that is an ongoing active investigation. And what I would say to people is, if you saw something, if you heard something, please come forward and tell us that. And you may think that maybe somebody else has already said that and brought it to the attention of the Gardaí. But what if they haven't? And you're the only person with that information. That bit of information could be the most important piece of information, and it could be the key that we're looking for. So I would say to anybody that's out there, if you saw something, if you're aware of something, please come forward. Please give us that snippet of information, because somebody else may not have done it already, and don't think that they have, because they could be thinking the same as you. Well, someone else has done it. You know, so if there is something out there, I would ask anybody that knows something, please bring it to us.
Okay, and finally, Colm, I suppose as the year comes to a close, would you have a message for the people of Kerry or even the members of the Gardaí in the county ahead of Christmas?
Look, Kerry is a great county. Okay, that's the first thing I would say.
From a Cork man, that's a big...
No, but it is. Let's be honest. You know, there's a fantastic community spirit across Kerry. Okay? If you come into Kerry at any time of the year, it's always busy. It's always vibrant. Right? No matter where you go, go out around the Dingle Peninsula, go down around Port Magee, down into Waterville, and all of those areas, there's always a fantastic atmosphere around the place. And, you know, I would like to acknowledge the good work of the communities in keeping it that way, because they keep Kerry to the fore the whole time. That's the first thing. I would like to acknowledge all the guards across the community, across all the stations, you know, and indeed all the frontline services, whether it's the fire service, the retained firemen around the communities, local ambulance services, the voluntary services, all of those people who are out and about. And, you know, we mentioned earlier on about fatalities on our roads. And wherever a death occurs, there's always somebody that has to respond. And those responders are normally the fire service, the ambulance service and the guards. And there's an impact on those people that attend that as well. And we have to be conscious of that. And, you know, so I would like to thank all those people that attend all those horrific scenes throughout the year for the work that they have done. And because without them, society couldn't function. You know, when we're out there, I'd ask the communities just to acknowledge those people and say thanks very much as well, because they do deserve it. They really do deserve it. They put in an awful lot. And, you know, I spoke about the empty table at Christmas. A lot of those people will be working over Christmas as well, you know, and their Christmas Day may not be Christmas Day. It could be 2 or 3 days later because of their commitment to the communities. You know, so I'd like to thank the people across Kerry for all the support that they've given to An Gard Síochána over the year, and indeed over the years gone past as well, not just over the last 12 months, but over the last number of years, because without your assistance and your help, we couldn't do the job that we're doing.
There you go. That is Superintendent for the Kerry Garda Division, Chief Superintendent Colm O'Sullivan, I should say, with responsibility for Regional Chief Superintendent of the Southern Region. David Nelligan interviewing him about the year, about the road safety message, about the use of drugs and other issues here in the county. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch with us on the programme.